I'd love to be hostess. It's a big event.
So when's the big event?
Big event in that room, 15 minutes.
It's gonna be a big event.
Biggest event ever.
The biggest event of your life.
We gotta stage some big dramatic event.
And now for our biggest star, it's time for the big reveal.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Form Energy. I warned you about Form Energy. I warned you about the corporate welfare, almost a third of $1 billion taken from the poor people of West Virginia, given to the multi-billionaires that own this dog of a company. We are going to go there today. We are going to have a long discussion about Form Energy and corporate welfare and how this company has betrayed our trust in it. And I'm losing my mind over this. But in this first hour, the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
If you care about animals in Belmont County, you should know. I've got two wonderful people here. Julie Larish, Humane Officer, Belmont County Hoof and Paw, and Amber Bowen, who is the Secretary Treasurer of Belmont County Hoof and Paw. Apparently got a big promotion. Used to be just one, and now you're two, right? So, thank you, ladies, both for being here today, and let's get started here. You asked to come on the air today because you had very important news for the people of Belmont County, really throughout the Upper Ohio Valley, because this cold weather is doing terrible things to animals. Is that right?
It is, in many different ways, not just our companion animals that have been left outside, but we also are dealing with a lot of livestock issues right now.
We have to bring in our cows into our living rooms?
Some people would like us to bring our cows into our living rooms. I've actually had calls saying, why aren't they bringing them in? And it's like, in where? You know, it's the
in where? And then you're thinking, moron.
Right.
But you don't want to say it.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
You can hear this show on all these great radio stations. My bad. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. I'm actually recording this today. Thank God the dep is on. And also, you can see these two lovely ladies on Facebook, our Facebook live stream. Just smile to the camera there, wave. There you go. So you can see them. You're not going to see me, thank God, but you will see them. You can see this entire production, this morning Facebook live stream, just Dimitri. You find me on Facebook anyway. So we've got all that going on, also the River Talk Facebook page, and so I think 100.1, 100.9, 1290, 1430. Yeah, I think we've covered. Download the River Network app and click River Talk. You can hear all of this great stuff. Again, it's the Belmont Buzz. So let's get back to this, bringing the cows into our living rooms.
Okay, we have a lot of issues with cattle, especially elderly cattle that are suffering because of the cold.
Elderly cattle?
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of calls about old cows getting down and can't get up. We've
getting down. You mean literally they can't stand?
Yeah, they can't stand because
of the cold?
Well, it gets into their joints just like it does us, and it makes them sore, and they lay there, and the longer they lay there. Now, some lay down because they want to soak up that sun, but sometimes they have issues coming back up because they're old cows. We've got
arthritis.
People.
Yeah. Sorry?
Arthritis. And
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Taking it too.
I had no idea.
Yeah. We also have a lot of cows and sheep and other animals being born in that really, really bad cold snap and dying. And
wait a minute. They aren't supposed to be born in winter. They're supposed to be born in spring.
Well,
I thought that's how nature works.
That is true. And typically, your lambs are born the first part of February. But this year, I have numerous people having them in January.
Really?
I mean, yeah. There's a lot of people having them in January. There are some reasons why people do winter births versus spring births, and right. It has to do with pneumonia. When you've got those up and down temperatures in the spring, and then you've got the wetness really bad, and you've got the mold growing, and they would rather do a winter birth. Now, if they're born in good weather in the wintertime, typically the cows or the sheep or a lot of other animals will put the babies in the middle, and they'll all lay around the babies to protect the babies. The problem isn't that. The problem is when the babies are dropping out in sub-zero temperatures on very cold grounds, and they're wet on top of that, and you throw a wind that's over 5 miles an hour on top of that, we're getting a lot of deaths. And it's,
what's a lot of deaths with sheep in Belmont County?
Two, three, four? Usually in the herd, you have two or three per herd that are actually doing this.
And how many herds are there?
Let's see. We have 1,308.
And there are two or three in each one?
Well, no, not two or three in each one. But, I mean, our numbers right now that are registered with the Farm Bureau is 1,308 sheep. And that's in Belmont County. We have 12,054 cattle that have been registered with the Farm Bureau. Now, understand, that's just the ones registered. There are a lot of herds out there that are not registered. Also,
why do you have to register a herd or a cattle?
If you're dealing with the Farm Bureau, such as getting supplemental money for the hay shortage and things like that, you have to report how many cattle you have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All
so,
right.
Or how many sheep or how many horses or how many whatever you have, you have to.
How serious a problem is this? Is this worse this winter than other winters, or is this typically what you expect here in the Upper Ohio Valley when you have livestock?
Yeah, you do expect some deaths. For instance, I had one 2 years ago, got stuck in the mud. Tree fell on top of her while she was birthing, and I lost a calf.
Oh.
You know, I mean, accidents happen. They're cattle. Yeah. And understand also, the state does not require us to have buildings for cattle, sheep, pigs, anything like that. We're not required to have indoor facilities. The natural windbreak being a dip in the ground where they can get away from the wind in tree lines, things like that, that's what's required in each field. You can't have them just in an open flat field where the wind is hitting them. You have to have some contour to the ground, or you have to have a tree line.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea. I grew up in the city of Pittsburgh. This is all like, you might as well be speaking Mandarin to me right now. It's like, what? Yeah. Huh? Big deal, though. There are an awful lot of people here in the Upper Ohio Valley who have livestock. I'm amazed at the size of agribusiness and livestock and all that here in the Valley. What are we looking at here?
We are looking at 28,925 acres of hay. We're looking at 2,981 acres of haylage, which is a little bit different than hay. It actually, instead of it being dried out by the sun, they let it wilt. And once they let it wilt, it still contains the moisture in it. And then they package it in plastic so that when they're feeding out their cattle, it has the moisture in it. Horses cannot eat that haylage because it actually will ferment and cause problems with their stomachs. Oh. So, you know, you got to watch what you're doing there. You're also looking at 426 acres of corn in the Belmont County area. This is just Belmont County's.
Yeah.
When I did the research to find out how far in drought we still are, Belmont County is the only county on the Ohio side that is 100% still in moderate drought.
Wait a minute, this is breaking news.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
So we have 88 counties in the state of Ohio, and Belmont is the only one that is in drought?
No, is the only one 100% in drought.
100% in drought.
Yeah.
Out of 88? What the hell's going on?
Out of 88 counties, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Only 9 counties are currently in moderate drought.
And ours is?
And ours is 100%.
What is going on?
Well, we just haven't gotten the water. We haven't gotten the water. Monroe is second. They have 94% of their grounds that are still in drought area.
So what does that mean when Belmont County is it's the worst in the state, for God's sake?
Yes.
When it's 100% in drought, Monroe's not far behind. Translate that into English. Translate that into something that makes sense for me. Does that mean the cost of my lamb chops go up or what?
The cost of your lamb chops go up if it's brought here. Our biggest problem is hay shortage. We have a huge hay shortage in Belmont County.
Really?
Oh, you can't.
I see
you can't.
Bales of hay all over the place. They're driving around their big trucks and out in the fields. They got hay everywhere here.
But it's for those farmers that have actually gone out and made their hay. And understand, because of the drought, which we were in severe drought from September to November, and before that from basically April till July, we were in dry season. July, we started in moderate drought up until September. So we have not had the hay that we normally do. Like, I put up 250 round bales a year. I was lucky to get 100 this year.
When you say put up, what does that mean?
I go out, we cut it, we rake it, we bale it.
Okay, so the hay is used to feed all livestock?
All livestock. And understand, normally we do not start feeding hay out until October, November, when the grasses have died. This year, everybody had to start in July because there was no grass in the fields. So not only do we have not as much hay being produced because of the drought, we also have a longer feeding time with that hay that we already put up.
So what happens to all of the ranchers and farmers who need hay and we got a shortage of hay?
We are trucking it in.
From where?
My last load coming in, Jamie Kellich and I.
Good man.
Yes, Jamie.
His sister's, she's the Belmont County treasurer. Don't get me started with that Kellich woman.
Jamie is a fantastic person. He really is. He's really, and he's got a heart of gold, and he's one of those people that want to work with other farmers, not against other farmers. So what we have is, he was bringing in a load of hay. We have hay
from
Pennsylvania area because they're not in drought.
Jamie Kellich is driving to Pennsylvania bringing in hay.
No, he's having truckers do it. He has Pupera is bringing it in. Cade Clark is bringing it in. He's trucking with them. So they're bringing in the hay. And that three group right there, they're only doing it at cost. So nobody's really making a lot off of it. But then you have other people who have
slow down. He's bringing the hay in, having it brought in from Pennsylvania.
Yes.
It's now on Jamie Kellich's farm.
Well, that's just for his, and then I buy from him on that. But he's not up in my price.
Oh, okay. So he's not gouging.
Exactly, but we have other people who have gone out there and bought up any hay in the valley that they could and now has been trucking it in, and instead of it being... The average bale coming in right now is between $55 and $65 a bale with trucking.
That's what you pay for.
That's what we pay for, the farmers. Okay, if you truck it yourself, if you get a trucker yourself and do it, you're averaging between their cost and the hay that you're buying elsewhere is $55 to $65 a bale. But yet you've got these price gougers out there that are now selling for $90 to $120 a bale.
Let me play the devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Supply and demand. A lot of people need hay.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay to go to Pennsylvania to have it brought in, so why not make a profit?
Well, a profit, but then you've got your farmers who are already paying higher electric bills right now trying to keep animals warm. We're paying an extremely high water bill because I was trucking.
You don't have a well?
They're dry. The wells and springs are dry. That's what the drought has brought. There is no water in. If you go and look at some of the ponds that are fully filled, they're 5 feet down, and some of them are dry.
What am I missing here? I don't pay a whole lot of attention to the weather forecasters on TV because I just look at my phone. My phone is all I need for the weather forecast. But when I do see the weather men and women on TV, local TV, and they're pretty much useless, by the way, they never talk about this.
No. No, and this is
unbelievable to me. This is Belmont County. It's the worst in the state. You're telling me the economic devastation because of the drought is horrendous. Animals dying and people, farms and this, that, and the other. There's no water. They've got this is an amazing story. How's the local media, especially the weather people, how are they not covering this?
I don't know. That's why I wanted to come on. It's like people they have to understand when they start seeing those meat prices. Now, understand, a lot of our meat's trucked in to the grocery stores. It's not coming from Ohio.
But still, it's a big local issue
here.
How is this not being covered? I don't understand this. More with our very special guests, Julie Larish, Humane Officer, Belmont County, Hoof and Paw, and Amber Bowen, who is the Secretary Treasurer of Belmont County, Hoof and Paw. And again, this is breaking news. I had no idea. I mean, honestly, I had just no idea. Julie called and said, we need to come on the air. We need to tell people in Belmont County about all this stuff. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I had no idea the weather conditions were so dire that this is the only county in the state that is 100% drought, wells, and bringing in. This is bad, bad stuff.
Yes.